So I'm with the editor and founder of the Plantation Journal. Can you tell me your name?
Trina Stevenson.
Okay. And you are launching your fifth issue here.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about it?
So it's based around the same kind of structure as the previous journals. So it's 7 photographers and 3 images per artist. This already existing body of work, and then I kind of select them. I have found the work at other art fairs, as like Paris Photo and Scene. Also, it's also like a commissioned text by an art writer in each journal, which is following the same kind of,
How many do you print?
So I print the first one was printed 100, second 200, third 300, and I wanted it to increase in that rhythm. But then now I'm on the fifth, and that was meant to be 500, but I felt like I don't want to continue that, so I settled on like 300 copies, and I think that's as well it's going to be more continuation on the 300 edition size. And also from experience, what I feel like is a kind of good number of publication to actually be able to sell, and also,
Do you know who reads it?
What?
Do you know who reads it?
It's really, that's what I find really interesting, to participate at this kind of art fairs, because you actually are able to meet the audience, and lots of people that come by the table have actually, in a way, introduced themselves of like being following through Instagram or the website, or seen it other in independent bookshops. And it is actually like, I think there's kind of this like older generation of like collectors as well, publishers, or like now collectors, which I found really inspiring. And also there's been interest from like different kind of institutions as well, like I know that Goldsmiths were using it, like the professor from Goldsmiths used it in like kind of art writing class there as an example of like writing combined with images, etc. And I also think there is also this kind of younger crowd as well. So I find it really, interesting to see like who is actually interested. But I think it's both like photographers and also people that are just like interested in photography and this, sculpture elements. Yeah.
Can you explain again what is the difference between this being on the web and being a printed object?
It's different in terms of this is something you can physically like buy and collect and present and take around. It's kind of like a portfolio in a way, you know, like if I meet people and they're like, so what do you do? I can say that yes, I love kind of discovering new artists. I love kind of present collaborate with artists through an online platform, but as well I do publish it as well, which is kind of a really kind of good way to meet the audience in a way, because you can kind of discuss this together in terms of like you don't sit down in front of a computer with the audience and talk about the content, but with the publication you can actually sit down and basically talk about it together, which I think is really important to continue doing.